So one of the things that I see consistently is that people go wild with the number of offers that they have. Oh, maybe we'll offer 50% discount, 20% discount, 30% discount. And you end up with the paradox of choice, correct? Too many offers, too many competing offers. I'm not sure where you want me to look, and I don't end up making a decision.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting conversation on the VWO podcast. In this episode, Khalid Saleh, CEO of Invest, shares how the company generated $37 million during the holidays. He also shares insightful ideas to improve the testing process and boost conversions. But wait, this episode isn't like your regular podcast. It's a unique webinar turned video podcast, and it is delivered to you in the form of an exclusive masterclass. So don't forget to hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. With that being said, let's join Khalid and understand more about A/B testing during the holidays.
Last year, we managed to generate $37 million of additional revenue for companies on top of what they were planning to generate. So every company we work with, we tell them, hey, what's your revenue target for the holidays? $2 million. Great. What's your revenue target for the holidays? $500,000. What's your revenue target during the holidays? $12 million. Okay. What if we do 20 or 25% better? How would that look like? And that's what we did with Z Gallery. Let's look into examples and lessons, because that's why you guys are here. And I'm going to start with each one of those examples and with each one of those lessons. I'm going to start with kind of a general theme, and then I'll show you an example experiment. So I'm going to show you an example, and this comes actually from Z Gallery. So when we first, and this is back from 2017, this was the very first experiment that we did with them. So they had items that are up to 50% off. Great. Very strong offer. But they said, you know what, we also have 50% off our best deals. We have 40% off gifts of glam. They had other offers. It's like, hey, if we don't capture them with the 50%, we're going to capture them with the 20%. We're going to capture them with the 30%. And we came and we said, guys, not very good. If we're going to put our best foot forward, we are going to focus on the 50% offer. So if you notice over here, we had this 50% Black Friday savings up to 50%, variation two, 50% off. And we've tested two different variations over here. One is showing the hottest deals. One is the gifts of glam that they had. And by the way, notice something over here. They had 40% off gifts of glam. We opted to remove that 40% completely. And we said, we are just going to go with the main offer of 50% off. How well do you think this test performed? Let's see if people, sometimes I get bored, by the way, talking to, and hearing my voice. So what do you guys think? Which variation do you think increased conversions? Let's use the chat feature, guys. V1 or V2? I mean, we have a winner over here, so I'm telling you that. But what do you think? Do you think the hottest deals worked better, or do you think the gifts of glam worked better? Give people a chance to think about this for a second. Which design? Now, if you just purely ask me, and I, by the way, there's so many different case studies in this presentation that I actually even forgot the result. I would have told you probably V1 because you have the hottest deals. But how about we jump in and we take a look at the answers? Okay. So there is, by the way, a third variation, but variation one. So if we go back, the hottest deal is the one that did really well, and it gave them an 11.51% increase in conversions with high chance to win, 96.62% chance to win. Absolutely killed it for them. And by the way, when you're a company like Z Gallery in this case, you run these tests and you run them very quickly. And we'll talk about this during Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You have to be very aware of how long it takes you to run a test, but they do close to $50 million just during the holidays. So for them, an 11.51% lift in conversions absolutely killed it for them. Something else that we've learned in the last few years is you need to emphasize the offers that you have and add a little bit of scarcity. So let's take a look from another company. And this comes from last year. So this is their kind of typical product page, correct? You have your add to carts, you know, the item, and they sell, as you see over here, just some bags. We looked at it and we're like, okay, this is great. You have some offers, that you are displaying on top. How about we change this? They already have this 30% discount. Let's add the offer. Let's add it next to the CTA. So people will see it. And then we're just sort of reminding them of the 30% discounts. And they have a very funny way of naming their discounts. Gift thanks, 30% off. So that's kind of the campaign that they were running. Is that enough? No, let's add a little bit of urgency. And that's our V2, where we show a timer when this offer is going to run out. So this is going to run out in 2 days, 22 hours. So that's a counter or a timer that basically shows how much time remains in the offer. Again, we're adding urgency over here. It's very close to the add to cart. Sort of makes sense. Okay. And most people say, okay, yeah, this makes sense. Okay, so instead of just having an offer, we'll add a timer. But how about we do something a little bit interesting? How about we mention the offer below the add to cart? Okay, so again, so the add to cart there, and then the offers below. And in V4, again, we did the same thing. So it's very similar. V1 and V2 is just all about the placement. So your hypothesis, if you think about this, every A/B test starts with a hypothesis, correct? By showing the offers and adding urgency will increase conversions. Great, that's a good hypothesis, but a single hypothesis could be implemented in multiple ways. And as you see over here, those four different designs that you saw all achieve the same hypothesis. So lots of times people tell me, well, yeah, I've tested the hypothesis and failed. No, there's so many different ways that you can test the hypothesis. So I'm going to go back over here and I'll show you V1, so the 30% off on top. V2, 30% plus the timer. V3, same, the 30% off, but it's below the CTA. And V4, we are showing, again, the timer plus the 30% off. What do you guys think? Which one of those designs actually increased conversion? Now, if you purely ask me, I would tell you, most likely, just based on all the different usability principles, most likely it's V2. This is in close proximity to the CTA. It makes a lot of sense. Let's take a look at the actual results. And this was sort of threw us off a little bit, but we're like, hey, we'll take this win with a 14.7% lift, where we had the offer and then we had the timer below the CTA. Something else, another good rule for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, for the holidays, to remind visitors of the offers throughout the website. So as you see over here, well, here is our offer. No, let's go ahead and add the banner gift. Thanks, 30% off while supplies last. Also the language over there, hey, we might run out of things. And let's test this out. And we see a 12% lift. And this is beautiful, by the way. So the previous test that you saw was on the product pages. Site-wide is even more powerful. That targets every visitor. So if the site is getting 500,000 visitors, if the site is getting 100,000 visitors, guess what? We've achieved a 12% lift in conversions with really high chance to win, a 94% high chance to win, very statistically significant results. Something else that people don't feel very comfortable with, so we've done kind of the basics. Let's get into something a little bit more interesting. Test fast and discard the control. So typical A/B testing, if you want to run an A/B test, you pull out a duration calculator, you put your number of conversions, and you say, okay, well, here's the number of conversions. Here is the lift that I expect to get from the test. It tells you that you need to run the test for 5 days, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks. Well, guess what? That works really well outside of the holidays. During the holidays, the mindset is completely different. My goal is to maximize the conversion rate and the revenue that I'm generating from the visitors who are coming to my website during that very limited time period. So in this case, as you see over here, so we had the original, we added V1 as well, or we had an offer. Ooh, we went back. V2, it doesn't show it over here, by the way, but there was a timer that was showing. And the point that I want to show you over here is we've actually discarded because the control did not perform really well. We removed it completely, and then we decided to go with V1, which has no timer, and V2 running two things. So where's the control? Well, guess what? The control now became V1. In order for you to do something like this, you need to be monitoring results. You can't afford, well, you know, I'm going to relax. So usually the holidays, and then the team already knows this. So most companies take, you know, Thanksgiving Day off. They might take even Friday off and then they'll come back. No, during the holidays, we want to make a ton of money. That's just the reality of it. So we make the decision to say, you know what? Control's not performing really well. Both V1 and V2 are performing better. But we still don't know which one is better. Let's run them against each other. And that's what you see over here with V1. Without basically no timer, ends up losing. And V2, basically with the timer, generates another 21.84% lift. And look at the chance to win in this case. And this has 746 conversions. So it reached, and again, the holidays, high season, you reach statistical significance really, really fast. Okay, another kind of more complex, let's talk about more complex experiments. So lots of times people test things on product pages. They test things on maybe with a banner across the website. Maybe they'll test something on the cart page. Sometimes you wanna run an experiment across the website where there's a particular experience for visitors across the website. So I'm gonna show you And in this case, we've ran the experiment, a single experiment. It was running on the product pages, on the mini cart, and on the cart page, and you'll see an example of that. And we combined that with the use of thresholds. Hey, you can get a free gift if you order above a certain amount, if your order above $175, for example. The beauty of this is we have a consistent experience. So let's take a look at this. So here is the product page. Very simple, so people can take a look at the products. Again, remember, this is multi-page test. And we had this pop-up. So basically, spend $175 now and get our exclusive. I'm not going to even try and pronounce this. See, looking like I can tell whenever I'm going to mess up the pronunciation. And guess what? We didn't even offer it for free. We told them, like, you know, the $175 gifts is available at a very high discount, $39. So if somebody comes in and they view this variation, they see this pop-up. And let's say they click on the add to cart and let's see how the mini cart looks. So this is the original mini cart. And again, it's the same experiment. Now, there are many instances. There's one case where somebody still did not add items or they might have added items. So these experiments, you need to think through them because you have multiple scenarios that you must cover. So in this case, what we're showing over here, congratulations. You qualify for our $39 gifts. Correct, so that's what we're showing them. Let's go to the cart page. And again, it's the same experiment. And in this case, we're showing the variation. Again, you are $50 away from getting, you know, this gift for $39. So we establish a threshold. We didn't even give a free gift, correct? We gave them an item at the discount. And let's take a look at the results. So we're running a single experiment on multi-pages with 50% of the traffic between the original on the product page, on the mini cart, and on the cart page versus V1 off the product page, the mini cart, and the cart page. And we end up generating a 7.89%. Now, this is the site that gets a ton of conversions. This ran, you know, for 2,092 conversions. Really helped the site generate more revenue. So think about running the experiments. A multi-page experiment can be. And the beauty of the multi-page experiment is it helped us provide a consistent experience for our visitors across multiple pages. Another lesson that we've learned is help visitors understand what they are getting. Now, lots of times people tell me, what do we test during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then they start testing some usability issues. I tell them it is not the time to test usability issues during Black Fridays or during the holidays. Just not, absolutely not the time. What you are focused on is the offers and how to nudge people to take actions. There are a few exceptions, and you'll see one exception. So this company basically sold truck beds. Okay, now when we look through our heat map data, session recording data, we noticed that, and when we talked to customers, they were confused about how to select the right truck bed size for them. So we end up deciding, like, you know, so, okay, well, how do we display the information? Do we display it at the very top over here? You know, what kind of text do we need to show? Is it a pop-up or does it take them to a different page? So that's what we were testing with this. And what you see over here is we end up generating a 31% improvement in conversions. And this is interesting because they already had the information. So I'm going to go back. You know, so over here, you know, bed length, they didn't have it. And we added just the I, by the way. I'm not a big fan of small tests that basically don't explain, like, they're like, oh, most people wouldn't notice it. But when you have enough data to show you that your visitors are absolutely confused about selecting the right bed size. So, you know, let's add that information for the visitors. And that's what you see over here, where you get a 31% lift in conversions. With this, you know, it's one of the few tests that you see 100% chance to win. I mean, just the difference was just so huge between the two that it was about 100% chance to win. Something else that you can do during the holidays is you need to, again, remember that your visitors are highly motivated. They're coming, credit card in hand, I'm looking for offers. Show me the offers and let's just get with it. Okay, so here is the site. And what do we see over here? This SEO text that's basically the SEO company has said, hey, let's add this. But the problem with the SEO text in this case, what did it do? It pushed the page below the fold, all the items. And what you end up doing is, like, you know, people coming to the page and bouncing off. So we said, you know what? This is a really quick test. All we're doing, this text over here that is helping you rank is actually reducing your conversions. So in one variation, look at this, very simple. Keep the text. We're not going to fight with the SEO guys. We're going to show the initial portion. If they click on more, they can read it. No clicks, by the way, whatsoever on the more. And in V2, we said, you know what, can we get a little bit more daring? SEO guys, don't get upset with us. Let's just move that text from the top and put it at the bottom. It's still there on the page. And let's see what the impact of control versus V1 versus V2. V1 with the more link generated a 4.27% lift in conversions with, notice how this experiment ran, generated 947 conversions. So it's highly statistically significant. It has high confidence, correct? 94% chance to win with a 4% lift in conversions. And again, remember, the idea there is I want to have people always look for those big tests that are going to generate. And you saw an example of 30% lift in conversions. But to me, if I think about the funnel, and I break the funnel down into category pages, product pages, cart, checkout, and I'm able to produce a 5, 10% lift in each one of those steps, I've significantly increased my sales by 50, 60, 70%. And I've done even better. So I'm doing really well during the holidays, but this is even better. What else can we test during the holidays? You should, you know, test the offers plus the brand. And let's take a look at an example over here. So 25% off plus free shipping. So, you know, Weston, we said, like, you know, 25% off, free shipping, and our hottest deals. So that's one. Look at this. I mean, 70% off. Which one do you think wins? 70% off would win easily. But do we show our hottest deals as in V2, or we show, like, you know, holiday entertaining in V3? Those are all possibilities. So let's take a look at those. So control, I'm going to show you, you know, the discounts and our hottest deals, Black Friday savings up to 70%, Black Friday savings up to 70%. But we're going to play with the brand and let's see what kind of lifts we've generated. So just merely, like, you know, focusing a little bit on the brand gave us a 6% lift, 26% lift with the hottest deals, and a 14% lift with the brand. So you got to test this. But you start with the thought and the idea of, okay, let's see here, especially if you are getting the visitors and the conversions, introduce those. Any of those would have been better than the control, correct? Any of those variations that you see over here would have did better than the control. I would take the 26% point, 26.4% over the other variations. Remember, countdowns are a powerful ally. So notice over here, different designs of the countdowns. Okay, so I want to have a countdown, a counter. So in this case, we show the countdown. We combine it, like, you know, with some offers over here. And let's take a look again. Above the top navigation or below the top navigation, we see a 19%. And this was also ran across the website, by the way. So do we show it here or do we, you know, or you see kind of the different designs over here, you know, and how it stands out. Correct. And like you can see, by the way, treat yourself the 25% or treat yourself 25%. I mean, it's the same messaging, but we are using different designs to show it and kind of display it to people. And let's take a look at the results again over here. 19.24%. And again, this ran across the website. And I think if I recall correctly, this is a test that ran that Thursday night, 12 o'clock at night Eastern. That's when this test ran. We managed to call a winner in about 24 hours, and then we deployed the winner across the website. This particular website, last Black Friday, Cyber Monday, was their best sale period since the company's inception, and they were in business for about 12 years because they saw results like this. And my message to you is test. Think about different offers, different messaging that you can test, different designs that you can test. And we'll talk about the team makeup shortly. Okay. Now, here's something. If you have VIP customers, treat them into something special. Give them special offers. If those who are, you know, especially if you have some data around your customers, people who place an order with us typically, people who have placed an order that is 25, 30% larger than our average order value. So we need to treat them to something special. Or maybe people who have created an account with us previously. So notice over here, VIP access, give thanks, 30% off, ends November 21st. VIP access, again, with a timer versus just, oh, nothing about the VIPs. No, you already have VIPs coming to the website. Let's try and capture more of those VIPs because they already know the brand. They're already buying from us and they broke that mental barrier of giving us their credit card. Multiple variations over here. The winner generated a 9.76% lift in conversions. Now, I want you to notice something, and this is something that you don't see from us typically, but look at the chance to win. It's an 87.51% chance to win. Typically, in a typical A-B test, I wouldn't call that a winner. But during the holidays, and because I am trying to maximize my revenue, I will call this a winner. Anything above probably, like, you know, 85%, I would call it a winner and deploy it. Black Friday, Cyber Monday is just merely the beginning of the holiday season. And I'll show you what I mean by that. I want you to take a look at this company. Pull their data. So from November 26th to November 28th, that was kind of the Black Friday that's in 2019. Notice what they did the 2 days after, from November 29th to December 1st. So it's not only about Black Friday, Cyber Monday. During those 2 days after we finished the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, they actually saw a 116% increase in their mobile traffic. And this is just for the mobile. So they doubled their sales in those 2 days compared to the previous 2 days. Their e-commerce conversion rates went even up further by an 18%, 79% improvement in transactions. The idea there is, yes, we are focused on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, but you really use Black Friday, you use Cyber Monday to learn, and you continue deploying experiments during the period after that. And then you will, if you're doing things correctly, who wouldn't want to take something like this where, hey, it's another $1 million instead of 500,000 that we've done. You want to have almost like a team captain, the project manager. He or she will make sure that everything is running on time smoothly, that we have our creative done, that we have all the coding for the experiments done. You can get away without having a project manager. days, but during the holidays, especially if you're running testing and you need to constantly keep an eye, a project manager or somebody playing that role. So sometimes I've seen companies that we work with where they ask their marketing lead, the marketing coordinator, to play that role. But somebody needs to have that responsibility of really managing the team, making sure that everything happens, because there is no room for error when it comes to the holidays. You need to have somebody who is going to come up with the different offers. So that might be your marketing specialist, if you have somebody dedicated to CRO, if you are working with an agency. But who is that person who's going to think about the different offers? And they're the ones who are going to coordinate it with, if you have somebody in merchandising, if you have somebody in management. But that's going to be basically the person who says, okay, here are the different offers that we are going to have. We work with companies that are small, a 10-man shop. Well, we are working with the CEO because he or she will be making those decisions. Here are the offers that we are going to be running during the holidays, and here's what we are going to be testing. You need to have a designer who basically is going to create all the different amazing designs that you're going to be testing. And the designer, you give them the hypothesis and you tell them, listen, I want the design. And you saw the example of the different counters. Like, hey, give me two or three different variations, because each one of those designs is an implementation of my hypothesis. I want to have a counter, but I can display the counter in different ways. You want to have a front-end developer? You're going to run this as an A/B test. Again, sometimes you will tell me, well, it makes more sense. Like, you know, let's just implement it as is on our website. We don't need to be A/B testing it. And I can go back to the example that you just saw. Three different designs, all of them perform better than the control, better than the original, correct? A 4%, 6%, 26% increase. Which one would you rather have? That's the reason you A/B test. You're A/B testing because you have a data point that tells you, yes, we need to run an A/B test. You run A/B test because you have a hypothesis, but your visitors judge the quality of the designs that you have. So that's the reason you have to have that designer who's working very closely with your CRO or your marketing specialist. You need to have somebody, a front-end developer, to implement the A/B test. And this is kind of just standard. Make sure that they're implementing it. Make sure that whenever they're implementing any of those experiments, that there's no impact on the load time. I saw an experiment, or just reviewing it. We're working with a company. They said, hey, can you guys come in? And they were trying to test the main banner on the homepage. And it was taking so long. And it was such a silly error. But everybody missed it. And I'm like, why is your variation taking like almost like, you know, 15 or 17 seconds to load? Well, somebody didn't think through optimizing the image that they were using, the offer. And it was really large and it was taking too long. And I'm like, this is absolutely horrible. Instead of improving your conversion rates, you're actually slowing down the website. So your front-end developer needs to be very careful. Finally, you need to have a QA person, quality control, a quality assurance person. Now, again, my marketing specialist could play the role of a PM. They could play the role of a QA person. But somebody clearly needs to say, you know what, you are responsible for this. Now, lots of times people say, well, yeah, all of us are going to do the quality control. No, great, everybody can chip in, but I want somebody, if things go bad, I want to go back to them and tell them what happened over here. So if that's a dedicated QA person, sometimes you can hire either companies or freelancers to just do the QA. I would recommend that during the holidays. Because sometimes, especially if they are not familiar with your website, so somebody from the company needs to validate everything. After you finish coding all of your experiments, this is a good practice that you should always apply. What's your IP address? Let's run the experiment for your particular IP address, only for your IP address. So you've seen the design, you've discussed the idea, you've seen the design, we've coded the test. Let's run this experiment just for your IP address, so you're actually seeing the experiment and just validate it. Don't just rely on, I see people sometimes saying, well, do we need to do that? Yes, you need to do that, especially with the holidays.
Thank you, Kaled, for sharing these wonderful insights. And thank you, folks, for sticking with us throughout this episode. Now it's your turn to take action. Implement these game-changing strategies and let us know what impact it had on your business. Also, share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights. And don't forget to check out the other fascinating conversations that we've had with industry experts. Before you go, make sure to hit that follow button so that you don't miss a single episode of VWO Podcast. That's a wrap from our side. Until next time.